Seems you've made it. I wanted to show you something. Something I think you'd find very interesting. It's a potion of control. It allows me to control various aspects of your mind. Of anyone's mind. I imagine that sounds fun. As I just bring you over here to this chair next to my gently bubbling cauldron, you can feel the warmth radiating from it. Not extremely hot, but relaxing, comforting. Feels good. The warmth feels good. Isn't that right? And you're here because you're going to be my little test subject for today. I need someone to test this on, after all. I can assure you, nothing will go wrong. Nothing dangerous. And as you feel the warmth of the potion, the warmth of this gently bubbling cauldron radiating, you feel that heat through your body, causing your muscles to go limp. Your mind just relaxes. It's okay to just be relaxed here. It's all part of the process. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. With each number I say, it's just going to make you feel even more relaxed. I'm counting down with the warmth. I'm counting down as the warmth penetrates and sending waves around and through your body and mind. Because the potion isn't done yet, but it does still have an effect on those willing to feel the effects. 10, so nice and relaxed. 9, feeling so good, muscles so relaxed. 8, all the tension in your body just fading. 7, all the little thoughts in your mind, so difficult to think about them right now. Those thoughts can just fade into the background. 6, more and more relaxed. 5, feels so good to relax like this. 4, feeling that wonderful warmth. 3, you love it, don't you? 2, nearly there. 1, sleep. Your body and mind just so relaxed for me. With a little bit of obedience. Because when I tell you to stand up, well, we don't really need you to physically stand up. Your mind can stand up and out of your body. I I bring you closer to the cauldron. As I tip your head to the side, and all of the contents of your mind are added to the potion. It's my special ingredient after all. The mind itself. All of your mind poured into my wonderful little potion, leaving your body mindless for now. You can feel your mind, all your thoughts, memories, feelings, everything just mixing and twisting around as I stir and stir. Mixing it in so well. I have a few ingredients I still need to add, but yours was the most important, so thank you. Touch of lust. A little bit of arousal. A dash of pleasure. Some submission goes a long way. But also some happiness, warmth, comfort, and finally, possibly almost a more important ingredient than your mind, is a single drop of obedience. But even a drop can affect everything. All of these ingredients reacting to each other in the best way possible. This potion is different from other potions. This potion reacts to very specific sounds. This potion reacts when I say the word potion and snap my fingers. Just watch, because when I do it, the whole potion will just start bubbling, reacting to it. When I say, potion, your mind inside reacting with that. And every time it reacts, some ingredients in your own mind are nullified. They aren't taken out altogether, they're just taken out for the time being, nullified. They will not affect you as if they're not even there. Every time I say potion, the potion reacts, bubbling, maybe even changing color depending on what word I add after potion. But the things that get taken out of your mind, the things that temporarily turn null and useless, control, resistance, will, stress, worries, and fears. When this potion reacts, you won't feel any of these. Is that understood? Good little test subject. When I say potion, your control is gone. When I say potion, your resistance is gone. When I say potion, your will is gone. When I say potion, your stress is gone. When I say potion, your worries are gone. And when I say potion, your fears are gone. They're still there in your mind, but as long as the potion is reacting to me, They will not affect you. I just stir and stir the potion more, getting it to settle a little bit. Now, on the other hand, if I add a word after potion, things get a little more interesting. For example, if I say potion lust and snap my fingers, the potion turns a light pink, bubbling, and your mind is absolutely filled with lust, the desire for sexual pleasure. If I say arousal, you feel that need, that craving for sexual pleasure. And of course, if I say pleasure, the color turns a bright, hot pink, and you feel pleasure throughout your mind. And of course, the body is affected by your mind. So this pleasure would radiate through your body as well. Remember the other ingredients I added? Submission, happiness, warmth, comfort, and obedience. Any of these words I say will make the potion react. When I say potion, the word, and a snap of my fingers, you'll feel that feeling fully. If I just plain snap without any words, it causes the potion to have a small reaction, a feeling of submission, meltiness, and pleasure. Just a small feeling, just a moment, a second or two, a fleeting glimpse of how good it feels when that potion reacts. I bet it feels good now, but the potion is yet to be inside your body. Your mind has yet to be back inside your head. Now, the potion's nearly done. All I need to do is put it in this little bottle I have here. As it cools so quickly, I'm going to feed it to your body. And as I do, as you drink the whole bottle, you'll feel your mind returning to you. It feels normal. The potion isn't reacting right now. And as you finish off the whole bottle, your mind is fully back inside your head where it belongs, along with all the potion it was mixed in with. And that potion will still react in your mind. For example, when I say potion, or if I say potion, happiness, potion, pleasure. Feels so good, doesn't it? And every time that potion bubbles in your mind, you lose your control, your resistance, your will. You feel no stress, no worries, no fears. And of course, a plain snap still feels nice and good. Just causing a small momentary reaction. Now, this potion's reactions will only work if I say it. But you'll find if you have a dominant or a hypnotist that you trust to give these little words, you might find they work on you from them too. Is that understood? Good. Now I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. With each word I say, with each number I count, you're going to slowly rise up. The potion's reactions will settle. By the time you wake up, you'll feel normal. Your mind will feel like it doesn't have a magical little potion of control in it. And don't forget, I've had other test subjects too. This potion will not work on you if I say someone else's name before the word potion, because it's not meant for you. One, slowly rising up. Two, the potion begins to settle inside your mind. Three, feeling so good, so relaxed. Four, rising up higher and higher. Five, these words deep inside your mind. Six, higher and higher. Seven, nearly there. Eight, so good. More aware of your body and your surroundings. Nine, and 10, wide awake. Feeling so good. Nice and awake and refreshed. How was that, my little test subject? Did you enjoy the feeling of being helpless under the effects of my potion? The effects of this potion don't last very long, unless you want them to. They'll wear off on their own if you need to do something else, if your mind needs to focus on more important things. I can't wait to do some more tests on you.